everyone. Welcome along to the Introspeak podcast, where we take a deep dive into topics related to energy, conscious creation, spirituality, and personal transformation. My name is John McMeekin, and I'm here with my co-host and partner, Tammy Hansen.
Hey, guys.
And today we want to share with you the start of a journey that is going to become an expansive journey for all of us and all of those listening. But the whole purpose of what we're putting together is to share our knowledge, our wisdom, and what we've learned throughout the last sort of 20 years of personal inner transformation between both of us. Because, yeah, there's a lot of us that are coming online at the moment, a lot of us that are awakening into a deeper sense of purpose, understanding, and spirituality. So, yeah, 2020, let's start there. How's this year been for you so far?
2020 has been quite transformational for me. I have worked through many different areas of my life that I was needing to explore within myself. So John has been an amazing co-host through our life together, essentially, and being really supportive for me to do the healing and release what's no longer been serving me.
So we've, just for the audience out there, we've been together for about 2.5 years now, and we've both had our own individual life experiences, had previous marriages, children. We're now doing the blended family thing together, but most importantly, both Tammy and I, throughout our own individual journeys, always had a deeper sense of wanting to know more and seeking knowledge and a deeper level of truth, both on an individual and a collective level. Is that right?
Yeah, and really, really asking that question of, is this it? Is there more to life? You know, like there must be more joy to be had. There must be a calm, harmonious lifestyle. You know, why do we have to live within so much drama and chaos and fear? And yeah, so really asking those questions of, is this it? And then realizing that actually it's not. And there's so much more out there that's beautiful and amazing. And that we have, awakening to our conscious creating together as a couple as well, which has been really beautiful, really amazing.
Yeah, so through it to us, if we look back at the catalyst as to what created us asking or seeking these deeper questions, I think individually it was through really the challenges, and especially related to around relationships and family and that sort of thing. We had individual challenges in other areas of our lives as well. For me, it was very health related, all the way from my 20s to 30s with really suffering from the glandular fever, the chronic fatigue, autoimmune dysfunction and that sort of thing, while I struggled to live up to not only my own expectations, but the programs and expectations that I have absorbed, growing up in family life and that sort of thing. And yours were in your own way as well, weren't they?
A lot of mine had to do with, I think everything comes back to self-love. That's probably something that we all need to work on. And my own journey has been a massive discovery of self-love, self-worth, trusting in life, trusting that I am safe. And yeah, but I generated a lot of abuse and relationships that were really toxic, or really just one that was really toxic. And through that, I got most of my learning. So yes, that person was the greatest teacher, and I'm really blessed for that now. And I've worked through many layers of forgiveness and guilt and shame and so many things, which these are all topics that we're going to break down per episode so that we can really get to the nitty gritty. And yeah, I guess the purpose of us telling our journeys is so that people get an understanding of what we've been through and how we've learnt through those journeys and how we can help people fast track their own personal transformation.
Mm. And that's a really powerful thing that I've learned through not only the energy healing sessions that I do, but also through this last 20 years, especially like being empathic and really sensitive. I didn't realize that most of my life, you know, we're creating, and law of attraction is creating based on what we believe to be true, not necessarily what we want intellectually within our mind, but, you know, we've all come through layers of belief systems and societal belief systems related to family, projected belief systems from partners. And, you know, it all creates these quite entangled dynamics. And, you know, it wasn't really kind of until around the 32, 33 year old mark for me that I hit rock bottom for probably the second or third big reset in my life. But that was also my awakening period too, which I learned really valuable lessons in that. So, and that was similar for you, wasn't it? It was kind of around that 30 year old mark that we started clicking in.
Yeah. When I turned 30, I literally said to myself, what am I doing with my life? And I felt this deep inner calling that I had so much more to give this world. And I was living in the bush. I was really isolated. I was drinking to numb. I was hiding essentially from the world, but this deep inner sense of just that I had so much more to give started really kind of knocking at the door going, hey, what are you doing? And so I guess I started to attract situations to myself that actually made things get really worse before they got better. But it was the start.
And that mechanism, this is what we've learned now through all of our growth, is that mechanism is actually something that is set up through our soul for our highest and greatest learning. Mm. So, you know, a lot of people, we've sold this idea on what a soulmate is or who they are to us. But in truth, as we've learned, our soulmates are our biggest challenges. They are our brick walls. They are our zones of conditional love. They are the beacon of
the greatest teachers.
Distrust, whatever it might be, they are our greatest teachers. And once we get out of the specific events, like nothing feels good when you're in these situations, especially when it comes to, you know, trying to understand how to shift or navigate through relationships that are no longer working and that sort of thing, or jobs that are no longer working. It never feels good, and your energy is generally really low. Even if you do have the inspiration to shift out, often you don't have the energy to move or to leave or to understand that you're worth it, even on a core level, right? Yeah.
There's so many conditions too that society puts on us, you know, the leaving your husband, leaving your family, like breaking up the family, all of those, you know, what will everyone think of me? What will my parents think of me? What will my grandparents think of me? You know, we've got a mortgage and a house together, you know, how are we going to split everything? This is going to be really ugly and nasty. And, you know, all of these fears that stop us from stepping into what we really know is going to be better for us. To be honest, it does sometimes need to be a shitstorm in order for you to get to the rainbows.
Yeah. And behind every fear, you eventually come to understand and trust and, I guess, step into the vulnerability because behind every fear is the treasure.
Mm.
Like the fear is created in our ego mind, but our soul is always calling us forward. So, you know, we both very much share that belief system that we are completely love, light and energy here having this physical human experience in the 3D world. But all of us are very quickly awakening. Like at the moment we're in the shift of third to fourth density on our way to fifth density or fifth dimension. So the fourth in between is really a transitional phase for us all, and this is particularly this year. This has been a really big year of opportunity to reset, to slow down, to take a look at where we're just autopiloting,
yeah,
and the belief systems and the programs, the, you know, working hard, we must do this, we must have all of these material wealth and assets. It's been a really big year for everyone to just stop and take a forced hiatus into that.
Mm. Yeah, to go within, really, because even through COVID, you know, we weren't able to be outwardly projecting or outwardly trying to fill that void that is within us. And that's what, you know, that's what addiction is. That's what, you know, compulsively buying things all the time or whatever it is that we do, even, you know, some things like exercise or whatever it may be that you do on a regular basis that is avoiding going within and feeling the feelings that need to be felt in order to be released. And COVID was a great opportunity to stop the busyness and to actually be forced to kind of face your inner self.
Mm-hmm. So why don't we talk, like, have you always had an interest in holistic health or angels or spirituality? You know, what does spirituality mean for you, like, right now?
Right now, spirituality is everything. From the moment I wake up in the morning to the moment I go to sleep at night, everything is spirituality. So it's how I view the world, it's how I view people, it's this beautiful ebb and flow of life. And, you know, I really notice it in nature, and I guess I always have really noticed it in nature. But yeah, spirituality is it's everything. It's energy. It's I don't even know how to explain it.
Like, actually, the connection between us all, understanding that we're both individual souls, but we're also part of a collective soul group on this earthly experience as well.
Yeah, it hasn't always been like that, though. I guess when I was younger, I must have had a connection because I had an imaginary friend who was with me from baby through to the age of like 11, 12. And then she just like moved to Australia, which is really random. But obviously she was there for that. I played with her all the time. She was like, yeah. And I have since asked healers what that was and have been told that that was a guide, that was my guides. And so I guess I was connected to, you know, spirituality as a child. And then obviously, you know, when you become a teenager and then 20s and everything, life gets in the way, or not in the way, but yeah. I've definitely always been more of a spiritual person, even through my teenage years and my 20s. But I guess I probably went down more of the path of, you know, drinking, taking drugs, always searching for something other than what was my reality. Yeah, what's spirituality to you?
So this is where our paths vary quite a lot. So for me now, spirituality, being raised Christian and sort of up until about the age of probably 12, we went to church and that sort of thing, that I remember in that moment there was a really key defining thing where we're asked to ask God into our lives, and I remember feeling both the sense of obligation but also a deep sense of guilt and shame around, well, yeah, like, of course, like, what if I don't do this, or, you know, am I enough, or am I okay if I don't allow this to happen? So anyway, I went through this process, but it was always a double-edged sword, because for me now, I know that spirituality has nothing to do with religion. For me, almost most religions around the world offer a set of structures, but more confinements than most things, especially, you know, modern Christian religion. So for me, spirituality is actually freedom and breaking down all of the barriers, all of the guilt, all of the shame, all of the you are here to repent your sins. Like, none of that for me is the essence of what we were created to experience through our heart center and through our life experience. So Like from the youngest age, I was super sensitive, but that also brought me a lot of fear as well. I didn't quite understand it, and I didn't have anyone around me to teach me exactly what I was feeling and my hypersensitivities around being an empath. So between that and, you know, mum and dad split it like around 18 years old for me. So mum had a Reiki session at that time. So I absorbed a lot of my dad's belief systems and I guess a lot of the pain and hurt. And I felt that in different areas of the country through him. So I guess that's when I started to realize, you know, being one of four children, one of five children, sorry, that I didn't understand why I was feeling on such a deep level. So that's kind of led my journey of like starting to ask bigger questions around what spirituality actually is. And, you know, I really encourage all of us to do that, even within any information that we hear or even this that you're listening to. Let the path of spirituality be one that is the flow of synchronicities and whatever brings you freedom and love and happiness. Anything that feels like binds or obligation or servitude
or heavy,
those are really old religious belief systems that were fit for a paradigm on earth, yet we are no longer in that paradigm. We are very much shifting towards 5D consciousness. So now this is the time when, you know, not just even us but worldwide, we're awakening and starting to question and break down what we've been taught by parents, by our education systems, by
all
our
the
religious
systems.
The systems. So that's what it's all about, is starting to question and starting to use your own
discernment
to come to new conclusions and generate part of our new expansion. This is what we're all here for, is to not only expand within ourselves but within the collective consciousness, to ask for more. And this is, again, this year's been really pivotal for bringing a lot of ugly shit to the surface, like worldwide. The child trafficking, like all sorts of religious stuff, politics, the whole work. So generally we consciously choose to stay out of that, those arenas.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that we turn a blind eye to what we know is happening.
Yeah.
But we just bring, again, our discernment as to what we absorb and what is our truth, because we're all individually creating our reality. And this is what we really see now between the level of growth that we're at versus everyone that just dived into the deepest levels of distrust during COVID. Everyone just jumped on the bandwagon of just agreeing, just kind of like almost rolling over, having no real opinions. Or if it was an opinion, it was really quite angry and quite projecting in terms of the thoughts and beliefs. So, yeah, it's been a really good year for all of this stuff that's been part of our old collective consciousness to come to the surface. So this is all very much on track as far as we feel within the energy of what we're doing. And yeah
totally. So John,
yes.
Why don't you tell our listeners about the introspect journey. So you started about a year and a half ago, introspect healing.
So introspect was, Tammy and I were both searching at the time, actually. We just kind of met each other, and even synchronously through meeting Tammy, she was the first person that I talked to about the energy healing and how I wanted to show up into the world and what I wanted to bring to the world. Because again, I had a greater calling as well within me that was outside of my corporate world that I'd done for, I don't know, almost a decade, which was doing the 3D visualization work and conceptual modeling and that sort of thing. So introspect was delayed for a few years. I'd had the calling much earlier, but I didn't have the self-worth and trust in myself or the freedom of expression within my throat chakra to even start to communicate what it is I wanted to do. So through, again, healing and releasing layers, I eventually got the nudge, and all of my professional past work dried up for 3 months solid. So I reached this point, I think, just over 2 years ago now, where I had no choice. Well, I thought basically to myself, well, all the money stream's gone. So I know I've been getting these intuitive nudges. I know that whenever I share information or guidance with a friend or someone, that if they followed that, really positive things would come into their path. And so I started noticing the synchronistic behavior started to come out. So Yeah, fast forwarding to now, I did my level one Reiki training. And even before I did that training, I was told not to keep studying. You already know this within your soul. And that idea interested in me. And then, yeah.
So you had been studying all of the spiritual stuff, like you'd been online watching YouTube channels and doing a lot of meditations, and so you'd been studying this kind of lifestyle?
Within my own personal life, like really my partners that I was, you know, relationships that I was with, they weren't so interested in it, but I really got a kick out of the learning and growth. But that all really started after my kind of, I guess, my dark night of the soul at 32, 33, where, you know, I left my job, stopped my second wedding, chose not to have a second unplanned child.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a full reset in all areas, and that was my biggest leap of faith, to step out of everything that I knew, to let go of all of the identity that I had formed about myself, and to start asking those really big, deeper questions like, what is the purpose? Why am I experiencing this emotional trauma, especially within relationships? Why am I always unwell or drained in my energy? I really, you know, after that decade of ill health and going to see every sort of medical professional and multiple bouts of sort of ACC claims, and no one really ever gave me any answers as to what was the root cause of my problem. So that was my biggest blessing also, because I realized that through that whole decade of, you know, all of the health manifestations, that was leading me through understanding more the empathic side of being kind of the medical empath, of helping diagnose within people's bodies or energy systems. So yeah, that was the start of the journey, and becoming interested in Reiki and meditation and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you tried a bit of everything, didn't you? Like you went to light language and soul, sound healings, and, you know, like dabbled in everything in order to get a well-rounded
So everything from, we both like, we love Law of Attraction, we love Abraham Hicks, started like, just people came on the radar, like Louise Hayes, Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, like all of these, you know, beautiful spiritual leaders that all had their own pockets of information and wisdom to offer the world. I started really resonating through that, and even Abraham Hicks, you know, would come up on your YouTube feed at 3:30 in the morning, you know, when you can't sleep and that sort of thing. So really just trusting, like asking the question to the universe and then being open and allowing it to show you, not just through the pathway that you believe it will come through.
It's always not the path that you believe it will come through anyway.
But just asking the question and knowing that each person that you might bump into, whether known or unknown,
could hold
a gift. Yep, that's right. And that's
for a new opportunity, for growth, for learning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, new relationships, new friendships started coming, and each one of them bought little gifts to try and help me break through more layers of the onion, like releasing more untruths, releasing more judgment, releasing more, you know, everything, like total lack of self-worth. Like that was been my life, really. So, again, my master key, like you, was...
Yeah.
Unlocking self-love on the deepest levels.
Mm.
And through that step, all of the energy healing gifts, the past life regression, the quantum healing stuff, the opening the Akashic records, all of that came through as I showed myself more self-love and showed up for the healing each
time.
And
as you fully stepped in, I guess, like I got to watch John's journey from shifting out of the 3D visualization work into energy healing. And I watched him struggle for quite a few months, and it was really hard to watch on, but I knew that he had to break through that on his own. And, you know, while I was there for support, you know, I knew that he had to do that on his own. Yeah, and it was beautiful when he finally stepped in and, you know, and started getting the clients, and then the clients started having these amazing transformations. And it's just been like this beautiful unfolding of watching his gifts like fully come in, and, you know, even just starting with Reiki and then it just evolving into what it is now as past life regression and and the massage and everything, and it all just coming to fruition beautifully. And yeah, it's been a really beautiful thing to watch. And I guess I'm kind of where he was a year and a half ago now, wanting to step into what I'm unsure it actually is, if that makes sense. So yeah, I don't actually know what my gifts are, or I know that when I talk to people, or when I talk even about my past experiences, quite often people resonate and they get some sort of little gem that they needed to hear. So I guess that is a gift in itself. But yeah, so I'm learning now to just trust in the synchronicities, and to trust that I'm stepping into whatever is going to be amazing.
Absolutely. And that's what's really great, is once you know the tools in terms of how energy, law of attraction, and even this sort of more multidimensional learnings that we're all coming through now, you know, really this understanding that we are not a soul having one life experience.
Oh, hell no.
We are a soul that has infinite knowledge and intelligence. And, you know, for everything that we do talk about within these podcasts and even within the healing work, it has all been specifically learned through our own experience. So that's the big difference between what makes us a believer or a non-believer, I guess, especially in the non-physical. Because at the end of the day, the non-physical energy is going to become such a great awareness within our future cultures. We will just know it.
Mm.
We will know that there is energy in all the space around us. It's not empty space. It is full of energy and full of life.
Yeah, I guess when you start really acknowledging and becoming aware of that, life becomes so much more beautiful, because you pick up on everything, and you have the choice in every moment to, you know, if you are around somebody who makes you feel not great, then you have the choice to remove yourself from the situation instead of staying there and feeling yuck and then going home and feeling yuck for the rest, you know. So, and we have the choice to turn it around and to raise our vibration if we have, you know, feel ourselves going down into a lower vibration, you know, kind of like when you go into a conversation in politics and you've got left and right or whatever, and you feel the energy, you feel the resistance between the two, you know, like everybody's wants to be right. Everybody wants to be on, you know, their version is right. And yeah, so when you understand energy, you just don't even have to go into it.
Yeah. It's like you really start gaining quite a strong discernment around if we are the creators of our life and we have a certain amount of energy that we can use and expend each day, and what do we want to give our focus and energy towards? So I think that's the biggest shift, right? The whole slogan of unlock the power within for introspect was basically a simple concept that there's been our whole journeys.
Yeah.
Like, stop looking external to fill the void, stop looking at competition, stop comparing yourself to someone else. And it's this whole inner journey of going from basically the mind down into the heart space, which is our multidimensional aspect of us. And as we do that, we start to acknowledge that our most important system and innate faculties that we have are actually our emotions. And when we, like through Abraham Hicks' teachings, through Esther, it's actually the understanding that our emotions are actually our compass of to know what is right for us personally on an individual level and what is not right.
Yep.
And for so many reasons, we stay in situations that are not right, whether that's relationships, work, whatever it might be. We stay stuck in ground because of archaic belief systems that are not even our own.
Yeah. And even both John and I have... Now we can look back on our journeys, and now with our perspective of now that we have, you know, it's kind of like I look back on a lot of situations and I'm like, damn, my intuition was telling me hard that that was the wrong choice, but I just completely went, nah, I'm doing this. And, you know, even though I remember the feeling in my body, and that was my body saying, hey, this is not a good choice, don't do that. But you know, but I guess I got the learning through that, through the contrast, I got the learning. And yeah, I guess the whole purpose of these podcasts is actually to help people fast track through that learning so that you don't have to sit in years of toxicity or years of running the same belief, running the same pattern, having the same type of partner just through a different person. You know, like the lessons will keep coming through different, usually through different people until you get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And these lessons, so what I've realized in the soul ascension working, when we go into the past life regression, you know, there is really no past lives. We are having lifetime experiences with a set of kind of core lessons and challenges. So even between, say, switching from relationships or jobs or whatever, the energy and your soul learnings and your soul contracts are always in your backpack. So you can try and run away from them. You can try and avoid them. But ultimately, it's going to come back round, whether it's in this lifetime or the next. So that's what's really powerful, is when you understand that the way most of us avoid the deeper emotions, but there are such beautiful blessings from stepping into that vulnerability. And when we realize that when we do, we actually start to crack open the hardened shell that we have accumulated over lifetimes and even in this lifetime experiences. And once we break that open, more light shines in, more expansion comes into the heart. And that's when you start to notice a shift. Like everything becomes more vibrant.
Mm.
Every friendship you make is more beautiful. You look at nature and even in an even deeper level.
You look at everything from a different, from through different eyes.
It's really just so much richer, isn't it? The food you taste, the music you listen to, everything. It's like whatever you experience just steps up.
Yeah.
And continues to evolve as you develop your sensitivities and come back to more of what I guess would be that spiritual energetic balance.
Yeah.
As opposed to just being intellectually focused, which has pretty much been the modern Eastern world.
Yeah.
It's very much taught us to be in competition, comparison, and within our intellect. But
instead of in our heart. Yeah.
So we're extremely emotionally intelligent people. But throughout our lives, that emotional sensitivity has kind of been a little bit used against us in a way too.
Mm.
We've had those that haven't valued the sensitivities or the emotions.
Yeah.
And, you know, that in itself was, again, very strong learning to understand that we are worth it. Our version of what we believe life should look like or can be like is worth holding on to. Like, keep holding that dream. Like, don't sacrifice that dream or
what your
heart knows to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever you believe to be true in your heart can and will be created.
Yeah.
We just have to step outside of sometimes leave things that are stopping or hindering our path.
Yeah, I feel like for me, it was really a case of unlearning everything that I had been taught through any system ever.
Absolutely.
But then in saying that, I was always against the system in a lot of ways when I was a teenager. You know, when I got to college in particular, I really didn't really care for school and I didn't see the point. I didn't think that anything we were being taught was relevant. And so, you know, I chose this path of essentially searching, but I definitely searched in more toxic ways than you did.
Yeah.
But that was my path. And, you know, I had a lot of fun along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not necessarily spirituality. That was, and even actually rebelling is a form of not loving yourself.
Mm.
And I have come to realize that now, because, you know, there's many things that I have gotten rid of out of my life that just were not serving me. And since having gotten rid of those, I've been able to raise my vibration and feel so much more joy, and so much more joy than any drug ever gave me, actually. Mm. Mm. You know, waking up every morning feeling amazing and loving my life and feeling grateful and just, you know, joy.
Mm. So, like, I mean, right now, like, both Tammy and I, we work for ourselves. Like, Tammy's an amazing florist slash transitioning into an amazingly consciously aware being. all of our cool stuff's coming. But, you know, even for the fact that we each now chose to work on our own timelines. I mean, Tammy always has, but I very much ran the programs of go study, go get an education. Like I did my design degree over 5 years. And I was so dedicated to self-learning and self-growth. But I realized that no matter how hard I pushed or no matter how much time or energy or love I gave to whatever I was doing, I always felt depleted and not really in true alignment or not truly expressing my truth. I felt like I was really running the programs, the systems, the beliefs in order to be enough, you know, not only for parents, but within myself to know that, oh, who am I? Like, if I don't have this house or I don't have, if I leave this marriage, who am I? So, and that's, you know, that's why we hit those kind of really crucial moments of everything breaking down, because we realize that we've built our identity like a stack of cards. Sometimes a tower has to crumble in order for us to step into that kind of next 9-year cycle or that next decade of growth.
Yeah.
And, you know, every decade is important. Absolutely. They each were, you know, a transitional phase. We start off as a young toddler and that very dependent and around love, but that's also before the age of 10 is where we form a lot of our values around self-worth, or are we enough, or are we good enough? You know, we've each got our own parental stories and our own upbringing stories, and we only realize down the track, like sometimes, you know, the people that we hold in the highest light, quite often we absorbed a lot of programs and a lot of unhelpful programs that are not our own truth.
Yeah, or even their emotions. You know, like my parents split when I was 7, and, you know, even absorbing my mum's guilt and shame and, yeah, these things, you know, we don't realise how much we hold in our little bodies. And then they grow into bigger bodies, and we're still holding that stuff. And I guess that's our metaphor for that is the backpack. And, you know, what are you ready to kind of unpack from your backpack?
And what's really cool too is as we start showing up and honoring ourselves, like not for other people, especially in relationships, you know, we need to get to that stage where this is self-love. We're building inner trust. We're building inner expression. And at the end of the day, when we do hit our triggers in that with our environment or within our daily lives, we have to take a step back and ask, you know, what am I learning through this? If I'm had a whole lot of people that are really controlling or that are really conditional on their love for me, in the reflection, if that is a mirror of what's something that we're meant to learn, what can we learn? In what ways are we loving ourselves conditionally? In what ways have we not forgiven ourselves? In what ways, you know, have we ignored the red flags and stayed in situations way too long, you know, and or done drugs or alcohol or whatever to try and numb those feelings and that sort of thing? But, you know, when we do show up, all of our gifts, like, you know, I look at how quickly I've progressed since doing the sessions, even in the last year, you know, going from just like level one Reiki right into just starting whatever my heart was drawn into every step of the way. Like, you know, you bought a book home right before COVID.
Yeah. It was a friend of mine that gave me a book for John right before COVID. And that was the past life regression stuff. And you'd already started it, hadn't you?
But
The book was actually like confirmation of that what you were doing was an actual like thing that others have done. It was a beautiful, I mean, you know, it was just another synchronicity, which is pretty much our lives.
And in October last year, the same thing. Like I asked, and every time I ask for like a mentor, a new teacher, or a new piece of understanding to come through, the same with the Akashic Records and learning about past life and ancestral trends and patterns through Linda Howell's Akashic Records book. You know, that came through October last year through another friend. And it was interesting because when we ask, the teacher will appear. We just have to let go of the vehicle which it will come through, and everything is just synchronistically lines up. And, you know, now it's so beautiful to feel on purpose, in alignment.
Intentional,
and knowing that we are the conscious creators in every single moment.
Yep. So even when, you know, when something bad happens, instead of saying, why is this happening to me? It's more about what can I learn from this and going within.
Because that's how every opportunity in our life is an experience that we've chosen to have.
In order to learn from.
But the heart and soul knows that you wanted that experience for learning and growth. But the only thing is, if we stay stuck in there through the ego trap and through the minds and through those lower emotional senses like guilt, shame,
anger,
judgment, like all of that stuff, that's what keeps our body in a state of toxicity and stress and anxiety and depression.
Mm-hmm.
Like whenever we experience those things, it's actually showing us that we're really out of alignment between where we're currently holding ourselves and what our heart or soul knows to be true. So yeah, it's been an amazing journey, and you know, we together have just plowed through so much stuff, you know, sexual guilt and shame.
In 2.5 years, it feels like a 20-year relationship. We've probably gone through released, worked through, whatever, however you want to say it. These topics that some relationships don't even touch on in 20 years. And it's been incredible.
Do you want to talk about some of the stuff that we've been actively working on? And when we say actively working on, like, this is going to be one of the things that we're going to talk about with conscious relationships, is we never have the belief system that we need to heal each other. We have both been through those relationships and marriages and that sort of thing. And that was the fundamental flaw in what we had societally bought into what love and marriage and relationship should be. Whereas now that we're awakening into our greater truth of having our own connection to self-love and source energy, then we see each other in that light, and all we do is really encourage each other to seek more healing or to seek a release of a topic, or, you know, so that's that beautiful topic of conscious relationships that we're going to dive into.
I think I like one of the probably the biggest, most amazing learnings that I have experienced through when I've experienced a trigger, and I can say to John, I'm triggered by this, and he can say, and he'll say, okay, cool. So, you know, where are you feeling it? Like, feel it, and allowing me to feel whatever it is that I need to feel. And quite often there'll be tears, and instead of John getting triggered by my tears and going, what have I done? You know, which is a typical relationship dynamic of the guy getting triggered by a girl crying and saying, well, what have I done to make you cry?
And or trying to offer a solution.
Or trying to offer a solution, which is a very male thing to do. Instead, just allowing me to cry and just like completely like supporting and loving me and allowing me to release that. And like, yeah, you work through things so much quicker. I mean, even when John moved in, like, I had issues with, well, for one, I already had a belief that I would never live with another man ever again. What a crazy belief to have. But that was what I had. I believed that I couldn't live with a man. And
or didn't want to recreate
or didn't
trauma
want to,
or
yeah,
drama or
yeah. So yeah, so I guess I'd been through so much. And yeah, I just really didn't want to recreate that. And so but when John did move in, I had many triggers, even with just him moving his stuff in and my stuff getting moved.
Or making space for someone else to
making space for someone here. Like the cups in the cupboard was like a massive trigger for me, and I bawled my eyes out over it. And then I saw the ridiculousness of it. But you know, I had to go through that kind of, you know, and that's one of the more lighter situations. I mean, we've come so far past that kind of stuff now.
Yeah, right to like the deepest levels of intimacy, right? Like both of us have been working through sexual guilt, judgment, you know, are we enough?
Shame.
Working, I mean, I think individually we both had our pathways of hardening our hearts and closing off to love and blocking receiving, to really stepping into vulnerability and cracking open our heart chakras and just allowing that love and expansion. And again, each one of those times, is especially related to intimacy and that, has been really triggering. But, you know, it's what it was. And by each of us holding that space, not only do we learn that it's safe within ourselves to express ourselves on a deeper level and express our deeper emotions, especially between the heart and the throat chakra.
Yeah.
Almost every single client that comes through has that block between the heart and the throat because we're fearful of speaking our truth or to know that it's okay to talk about our deeper feelings and emotions.
Yeah.
So yeah, every moment we've been bouncing off each other, knowing that this reflective quality is always happening with law of attraction, but also seeing once you learn how to master that system, everything you start to use it for really conscious creation.
Mm.
And that's what's really beautiful. It's not about the material wealth. We're abundant in so many areas of our lives, but that doesn't mean that we have the biggest mansion.
Mm.
It means that we have total freedom of time. We work for ourselves. We run our own schedules. You know, we have our beautiful blended family with our children, but we kind of work through allowing them to be their own.
Yeah, trying to teach
beautiful souls and people as well.
Yeah, but even in your children, right? I mean, your children reflect so much. I mean, my boys, I have two boys, and they have been, you know, they have also been my greatest teachers, and a lot of their learning and on their paths has taught me a lot about myself.
We'll definitely have a conscious parenting topic.
Because, that's a big topic.
You know, like same with me, I learned more through my son, the unconditional love of my son before the age of 5 years old. I learned pretty much more through him, especially a male to male energy that really helped me break down so many barriers to where I didn't feel the deeper level of love or connection with my own dad. And I realized that, you know, in order to be the best version of ourselves, we have to show up and do the healing work. Otherwise, we're just gonna carry it on through our lineage and our generations. It's already come from somewhere.
Yeah.
And we have to really kind of stand strong in our truth and our love to say, actually, this stops here.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the same for scarcity, poverty, no pain, no gain. You got to work hard.
You know,
all like religious belief systems. Like, we really got to come into understanding that we are individually our own creator, and our creational power is not reliant or dependent upon anyone or anything. And as soon as we reclaim that power, then we are at such a different set point of empowerment, really, isn't it?
So, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
So, yeah, like, here we are, episode one on the introductions. And so we're going to try and do this every Monday, release a new episode.
Yeah.
With each episode, we'd love to hear your feedback and the comments. We know it's going to be a work in progress in terms of teething and getting it out to different platforms and that sort of thing. But, yeah, this is part of learning and growth. And we've both worked through our need to be perfect as well, the perfectionism. So here we are.
And expression.
Yeah.
The you know, I've had blocks to expression and fears of being seen.
Both of us. Hard.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're definitely helping each other just step into this through love.
Yeah.
And
we'll talk about all of our triggers in each episode, like even stepping into the healing work, you know, noticing the money, the value blocks, the expression blocks, the taking too much ownership blocks. So, yeah, we're going to dive deep into these topics that are really important because through our showing the beauty on the other side and the treasures that have come, we hope to inspire all of the new generation, especially the younger generation, because you've already come into a higher vibration. But, you know, you're so blessed in this time and age. We had nothing really guiding us.
No.
If your parents or those around you weren't into this work, we didn't really have much to bounce off at all, so we just repressed it and shut it down, really.
Yeah, I guess for whatever, something inside of me always wanted to be the kind of mother that was, I was definitely more natural, and myself and my ex-husband brought our children up in the bush for the younger years of their lives, and I definitely had this want to be, you know, more natural mum to teach them about nature and the bush and the beach and the water and just all the beauty that nature has. And I guess that comes from being a florist as well. You know, my love for living things. So I don't know where I was going with that.
Well, we're just like, I mean, at the end of the day, we're like, I guess there's a process of reflecting that we're going through, isn't it? Like, you know, and even then, even with parenting and, you
yeah.
know.
But I was co-parenting, of course, and, you know, so it doesn't always turn out the way that you wanted.
Quite often it doesn't. And this is the thing, isn't it, that we've learned is quite often whatever you believed your blueprint or your path forward, like the house, the picket fence, the marriage, the jobs, whatever it might be, often your soul will guide you on the scenic path, yeah. not the direct linear route, because at the end of the day, who would want to go into a movie and already know the end of the movie right at the start? Like, you'll just end up walking out. So, you know, I really believe that our souls are guiding and directing even things like ill health and sickness, and that on a soul level, we can manifest and create that of our own free will as directed by our higher selves for our own experience. You know, even with me, how much of my decade of sickness and ill health was actually created by myself to try and get me to stop. Because, you know, I was very chaotic in my mind. I was very self-sabotaging. I was very, a lot of internal judgment, and that also projected in my outer world. So, you know, again, like speaking about where we learn, like I spent 3 years plus and every day, we still go there.
Yeah.
Sitting on the beach. Not going and learning from anyone else, but really understanding, if I believe this to be true, that we all have this Akashic records and this knowledge within us, how can we, of our own personal activation and intention, begin to activate these things that are already within us? Mm-hmm. And that's such a powerful awakening when you realize that all the knowledge is within our cellular structure and our DNA on a quantum level.
Yeah.
That's when, you know, it's happy days and you start to unlock much deeper levels of awareness, of energetic understanding, and of spirituality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess the hardest part of that journey is going against everything that you've been ever totally. Taught. Yeah.
Unlearning yeah. everything, breaking down.
You know, like you go and sit on the beach all day, yeah. like.
Yeah. Even that challenge.
That's so naughty. yeah, why aren't you at working?
So, you know, that's my beach is like I talk to people about my beach marketing, and that's me sitting on the beach, having a quiet breathing exercise or just admiring the abundance of nature and projecting into the quantum field or the universe what it is that I want to create. So if that's more clients or more jobs or more work, then so it is. And generally by the time I leave the beach, I'd be getting a phone call on my phone for the next project that was coming up. Or so yeah, it's and it's only through following that path of synchronicities that you realize there is something much greater at play. And, you know, that's where we start to reclaim our empowerment, stepping outside of the 3D matrix, stepping off the hamster wheel. And really start to play the game the way that we were meant to play the game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is what we're all about. This is how we live our daily lives. This is what we try our best to teach our boys, even if it's through card games or manifesting parks. Or, you know, we've got so many stories to share about law of attraction, which is going to really almost feature in probably every topic that we talk about.
Well, yeah, because it does.
Yeah, it's a universal force that we cannot ignore.
Yeah, and it's happening at every given moment.
Yeah. Cool. So, like rounding off, what are we, you know, what have our audience got to look forward to? Like, what are the few topics that we're going to cover?
Well,
we're going to do conscious relationships.
Yeah, conscious parenting.
Conscious parenting. We're going to definitely talk about activating the deepest levels of self-love.
Yeah.
Inner trust.
Ego versus intuition.
Yeah.
Learning
to understand your emotional guidance system and also learning not to ignore red flags. Like both of us manifested harsher paths because we ignored our intuitive hits. Yeah. So you're really starting to tune in internally with what your soul knows to be your highest and greatest good in that any given moment.
Yeah. We will definitely do an episode on beliefs and programming.
Totally. Yep. Outstripping them.
Yeah.
And that's going to be around like anything, money, abundance.
And even observing, just being the observer in your life, which is awesome. We will be having guests as well. We will talk about conscious sexuality.
Totally. Yep. All aspects of relationships and even expression, opening up to self-worth, and especially opening up receiving. This is going to be a really key thing for a lot of us around, especially anyone stepping into light work or healing work or even just any form of counseling or coaching. You know, a lot of clients that come through are healers themselves or are someone who is helping or assisting someone else, yet they're still blocking love into their lives. And that was both of our journeys as well.
It's
breaking down the barriers to feeling receptive and open and worthy that we are enough just in who we are.
Yeah.
So self-worth, self-love is going to hit most topics.
Yeah. So we'll hit many topics.
And we'll definitely, as we go along, we'll start developing courses related to that specific topic. So we're going to probably pull into a greater course like 12 months of transformation.
Mm.
So that might start in the new year with a bit of planning and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But that's the purpose that we do a podcast like this. We bring up a set topic or a few topics, and then we'll go into probably an online or in-person workshop to reach a greater audience outside of the one-on-one sessions and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And to share as much knowledge and wisdom as we can, because you know, we're all in this together. And the more that we share and grow and step into our authentic truth, the greater the encouragement and hopefully the activation within all of you that are listening. So
this is like, I guess, so instead of, because obviously when we were younger, we didn't have YouTube,
the internet, anything.
So, but what I did do, and I still do, is I read an abundance of self-help books. So this is like the ultimate self-help book.
Yep.
But
we're compressing all of our knowledge.
Yeah.
And even day, you know, doing multiple hours a day of past life regression and energy healing, not only within our own relationship, but within clients' relationships worldwide. We're bringing that collective knowledge together because I definitely didn't help. Or like, mine was a very isolated journey. Like, I didn't have friends. I felt not good enough. I never had anyone to bounce my ideas off. So basically, I just hermit, sat recluse in my own life in a bubble of disempowerment.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's taken a long time, like, you know, 36 years of solid work, now just hit 38. And now this is like all the stuff, the things I wish I knew 20 years ago, basically.
Yeah.
So that's what it's all about. So whoever's willing to learn, no matter what age, it doesn't matter. Age is just a figment of our imagination.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
And whatever we learn and integrate within this lifetime, whether we're 22 or 82, is going to set our soul alight for the next incarnation. So, really excited to bring this to you and share what we have. And we're really looking forward. So if you've got any comments or feedback, or if there's any particular topics that you'd really love,
put it in the comments,
us to bring forward, because we're going to talk about a range of things, but
everything.
Energy
management was another one that came up, that is really important. So anyway, cool. Anywho, episode one
down. This is John and Tammy signing off for today, and if you loved it, please leave some comments or rate it.
Or
share it amongst friends and family. Like, that's what it's all about, this organic connection between us all and awakening pockets of...
And sometimes when you share things, you just never know. It might just reach that one person that it was meant to reach.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about.
And if that one person is you today, thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Thank you for...
We love you.
Thank you for the synchronistic path that has already aligned us. And I'm sure we're going to meet amazing soul family connections around the world. So thank you for your time. Love and light to you all. And see you next time.
Peace out.
Bye.